Hi there, Richie. Richie, thank you for holding, by the way. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line. Of course, she wants me to get you the details of how the service works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then, because officially just last year, out on your own, a very young company, she does want me to apply that new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Richie, happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up. Yeah, I mean, it's where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, that is the power of this particular listing, especially since it's a very young company, because people will not need to know the name of your business. They're not looking for you specifically. In fact, they're going on Google or going on Bing, whether they're using their computer or their smartphone, because they don't really know who to call. But they're going to type in handyman near me or handyman contractor or residential drywall repair, you know, whatever they might type in. I mean, as long as it's a service that you provide and want to be found for, I mean, if it's Burbank or Torrance or really anywhere you want to be found, we'll make sure that your business is one of those top options. Now, of course, you use Google, so you know you will not be the only business that people will see when they're looking for someone who can do what you can do. And, of course, not everyone who sees you there will decide to call Richie's handyman, but that's actually a good thing. I mean, they're not going to be wasting your time. You're not getting a bunch of phone calls from people looking for estimates or, you know, looking for the cheapest guy in town. You will, though, get calls from someone who will have seen your website first. And we're going to build a .com website for you that talks about your services, your service area. We can put before and after photos on there, testimonials from your satisfied clients. So the people that decide to call you, they're making an educated choice. And they are calling you directly, calling you specifically because they want to hire you for your services. So very, very different than a lead-based service, different than Thumbtack, especially different than Angie Leads. And like I said, we don't have to just list you in the local area. We can target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions even, get you found in front of the high-end residential clients that are willing to pay a little bit more for a quality job, right? And, of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Now, is it just you doing the work, or do you have a helper or a couple of guys?
I have right now I have a helper, but, like, I mean, if you need to be, I have a crew, you know?
Yeah, if you need to for a bigger job, right? And this is going to allow you to kind of be selective. You can cherry pick the job that's going to be most profitable for you, the job that's going to fit into your budget, the job that's going to pay you well for your time, and whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it is going to be a flat rate. Now, you are brand new, so you qualify for the reduced pricing. It's actually going to save you a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. It's going to save you exactly $300 a month and bring your rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. And the $299 is the exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges. And, of course, there's no lead fees because the calls come directly to you. It's actually designed to replace or at least, you know, offset the time and money that you're spending chasing down leads. A lot of my clients find they don't need to pay for leads once we get their phone ringing. I think most business owners prefer direct phone calls versus paying for a lead and being in a bidding war with their competitors. So you'll probably do what a lot of my clients do. You'll either scale back on your leads or keep them paused or, you know, maybe, you know, get rid of Angie's altogether. Tara says Thumbtack's working a little bit better than Angie is. But, you know, the website, we're going to include it. You know, to be honest with you, our job is not just to list you on the first page of Google. It is to make sure the people who see you there have the reasons to call you. So website's going to be an important part of your success. And since we offer our service on a month-to-month basis, there's no contract. So we want you to see the success right from the very beginning. Now, A lot of the times, like I said, for the very young companies, my supervisor will allow me to include that website at no additional cost, kind of build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you. So obviously there's no long-term contract, but our clients do keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. So being that it is a month-to-month service with the website included, Richie, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, you know, Google it, you know, it's what we say and it's what we do. It's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. You just kind of haven't been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to really be much of a factor. But every new customer that finds you on Google becomes someone who can use your services down the road for a different project or recommend you to one of their friends or family members. So it's going to keep you busy, keep you getting those jobs that you're wanting to do, especially from high-end residential clients. Now, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work's coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories. Of course, it's not just for Google. I mean, you'll be verified and recognized by Google and Bing as an active business. More importantly, you'll be listed as a top option because of all the additional content. Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, it's almost 70 different directories that, like a website, talk about your services and service area, kind of convincing and reassuring Google that if someone were to call you, you could, in fact, provide those services. Now, there's also going to be a social media campaign. There's going to be a paid Facebook component here. $100 worth of Facebook ads are included in that $299. You're not paying per click or per job or lead. It is just that flat rate. But that ensures that you get that steady stream of phone calls and that we can target your entire service area, get your phone ringing quickly. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
So it'll always be the $299 even
correct.
Like the promotion,
yeah.
Or is it just gonna...
So that's an excellent question because it is kind of a promotional rate for a new business, but it is not an introductory rate. So it's not ever going to balloon up on you. It really amounts to more of an assistance program. It's just to make it more affordable for younger companies because, like I said, although there are no long-term contracts, we know that our clients do keep the service long-term. So we try to make it affordable for younger businesses. Like I said, it's just going to be a fixed rate, meaning as long as you choose to use the service, as long as you stay with us, that reduced rate does stay with you. So it would only ever be exactly $299. It'll never go up and not even a penny more. You know, there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees, not a percentage of your profits or per quick call or job. It is just going to be that exact amount. So unlike a lead-based service, I mean, unless you've got a hard cap on your leads, it does vary depending on how many leads you get. It varies, you know, depending on how much each lead costs. With our service, you know exactly how much it bills. In this case, it's exactly $299 with that reduced rate, and it bills on the same day every month, so you know what to expect. Now, like I said, it is Friday. My supervisor is in a pretty good mood. What I'm going to try to do here, and I'm going to send a message to him real quick. I'm going to let him know that you're a young company, going to let him know that you're doing Thumbtack, that you're doing Angie's, and that I want to make it affordable for you. Normally, there is a setup fee involved here, and the setup fee is not for the website. Like I said, I'm going to try and get that website at no cost, but the setup fee is normally for all of the other directories, the 70 directories, the time, resources, the direct cost in some cases that we incur to create the content necessary to get you on that first page. Normally, there's a setup fee, but I'm going to message my supervisor and see if he'll allow me to waive that setup fee and just do it for the $299 out the door. Now, when we get your phone ringing, Richie, is this number that we're speaking on, the 323-667-6903, is this the number you want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number too?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Perfect.
Yes,
perfect. Yeah. Most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything is going to have the click-to-call feature, so your customers will call your number, call you directly. Now, on the website that we'll build, there's also a contact form, so people can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it is still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, if it is a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. People would be able to see it. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to the contact form. And then, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, from time to time, we'll email things out to you. Richie, what is a good email address either for you or for the business?
It is rickvas61@gmail.com.
You said RICK, and then was it?
VAS. V as in Victor.
Uh-huh.
A and then S. 61.
Okay. 61. 61.
Yeah. 61
at Gmail. At Gmail. Okay. And then, what is your last name, by the way?
It's Vasquez.
Oh, Vasquez?
Yes.
V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z. Okay. Oh, and then I guess I wanted to ask you, like I said, when we contact you, we use phone, text, and email, usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, email, text message, any of those, all of those?
I think phone and texting.
Phone and text. Okay, phone and text. That's actually the most common response for a service-based business, and that would be my next question, too. You're 100% service-based, meaning that you always go to the customer, right? No one ever comes to you. There's not going to be, like, a physical address. There's no showroom or location that we'd be promoting for your business. You know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, even if you had, like, an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment. Since customers don't come to you, Google does not want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, Tara did find the Angie leads. It's attached to the same phone number. On the Angie's, it's actually on the homeadvisor.com.
Home Advisor
powered by Angie. It actually has the 2917 Via Campo. Is that your residence?
Yes.
It is, okay.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to make sure that that address does not appear online. Of course, Google doesn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door. You'll just be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then Tara says you want to focus on places like Burbank, Torrance. We'll really talk to you in depth about where you most want to be found. We're not just going to draw a big circle around you. We're going to be able to target specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Oh, hang on one second. I just heard a chime. I hope it is my supervisor. Okay, it is. It is. So it says, Paul, for this very young company, especially one paying for leads with Thumbtack and Angie's, I would be more than happy to approve your request to include both the website and waive the setup fee. It says, I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So I'm pretty glad that he sees the wisdom in my request. I've actually been with the company for over 10 years. Usually when I ask for something, I can get it approved. So it's going to be the flat rate of $299. The website's included. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. So as we send you jobs, you can send us more photos, more videos of those new jobs too. We can add that to your website. And of course, my supervisor is allowing me to waive the setup fee as well. So it's just the $299 out the door. And again, that's a fixed rate that'll never go up. Now, Richie, if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. We're going to schedule a follow-up call. One of our technicians will want to kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure we know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Now, the other thing that I'm required to do, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. Mr. Vasquez, it actually does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is a fixed flat rate, that reduced rate of $299, that it'll never go up, that we're including the website and even waiving your setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, Richie, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. And then give me just one quick second here to get that set up. Okay, so it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Richie, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Richie's Handyman Services.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Ricardo Vasquez, and I am the owner of the
business. Okay. Perfect. And then, Mr. Vasquez, as the owner of Richie's Handyman Service, Ricardo, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then,
yes.
Richie, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Vasquez, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to reach out and contact you, for that reason, Mr. Vasquez, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Richie, of course you would agree to that, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm already doing that. I'm already out
there. Well, you know, it's always surprising to me when I call one of my clients and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail, or worse still, it goes to mailbox full or not set up. I mean, it's a concern for me, not because I have to call them back. Obviously, I will. They're my client. But I know that if I were a customer trying to call them and hire them and I get, you know, mailbox not set up, I'm not going to try to call back. I'm probably going to just call and hire someone else. So we don't want you to miss out on opportunities. As long as you answer your phone, you're going to be very successful with the service.
Yeah.
Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. we are already aware of Thumbtack and Angie's, there are no direct conflicts with a paid lead service. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business, all of those directories. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Vasquez, we ask that you will at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Ricardo, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, Richie, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. Like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with my supervisor even allowing me to waive your setup fee, of course, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which we're actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 21st of July, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, Richie, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind, and of course there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of the social media campaign. Again, the paid Facebook ads are included in that $299. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. And that website, again, is included at no additional cost, which means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, include it at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of just $299, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. We do offer our services on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, which means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can stop the service altogether. But you can also pause the service. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, want to go on vacation, if necessary, you can even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Vasquez, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Ricardo, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Vasquez, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, and then Richie, that does in fact conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Maybe a Visa.
A Visa. And then Mr. Vasquez, on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Huh?
Your name? Is it Ricardo Vasquez, or is there any middle initial?
Nope, no middle initial.
Okay, and then you said it was a Visa card, so that should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4815-8211-0381-9617.
And then the expiration month and year?
It will be 326.
03 of 2026, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
279.
279. So I've got 279, 279, and then March or 03 of 2026 for the expiration date. And then for the card itself, was it 4815? 4815, the first four?
Yes.
Okay, so I've got 4815, 8211, 0381, 9617.
Yes.
And does that bill at the residence, the 2917 Via Campo, 90640?
Yes.
It does. Okay.
Yes.
So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All righty. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is, of course, Pacific time. You can email the support team 24/7. Mr. Vasquez, if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, Richie, you are going to receive all that information by way of email. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will, in fact, be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything we just went over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Did you receive it already?
Yes, I got it.
Okay. You'll also receive the welcome email in just a second here, but the one that I wanted you to see is the one that it looks like our system did send out, the invoice email. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it's hyperlinked to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see there?
Yes.
Okay. So, of course, we're going to focus our attention on Google. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but almost 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing instead of Google. So we're going to mirror the content on Bing. We want you to have those opportunities and phone calls as well. Now, the directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories, like I said. We are going to do that custom website for you, the Facebook ads. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's going to be a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box. It says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box, the one below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either copy and paste your name as it appears or type it in. If you type it in, it is case sensitive. And if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you've got Ricardo Vasquez in that box, just click the confirm signature box just below it. That does a few things. First of all, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, that we're including the website. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are, in fact, an active business in the local area. And it will let us do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next page.
Okay, hold on. So you're saying after I sign, right?
Yeah, after you click the confirm signature, so make sure you click on the small box above the line, type in or copy and paste Ricardo Vasquez, capital R, capital V, and then click the confirm signature box. And then the next thing you should see is it asking you for a username and a password.
Okay, yeah, I got it. And then,
oh.
Yeah.
All right, so you can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. And the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true. So it's asking you to log in. We have to actually do the client interview first so that we can get the information that we need, create the content, and then you can start tracking it. Usually within a day or so after we do your client interviews, when you'll receive by text and email both the username and a default password. You can change the password once you log in. Some people never change it, and that's fine too. I can give you already the username because that has been created. The password has not yet, but the username's already been generated, and it cannot be changed. Luckily, it's easy to remember. It is just the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but there's no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, Mr. Vasquez, it's just the numbers. So, 323-667-6903. That's going to be your username. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please include either your phone number or your username. In this case, they're basically the same thing. You can send anything and everything there, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. But when we do the client interview, they'll give you photos at localsplash, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. If you like, you can email the photos team directly. And really, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but it takes about half an hour. Let's see. There's a 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and also 3 o'clock. Which of those would be best for you to receive that half-hour phone call?
Let's do 3 o'clock.
The 3 o'clock? Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. It's a one-hour window, but the call takes about half that time. So the call itself is probably going to get to you, you know, 5-10 minutes after 3, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Now, if I am in between phone calls, and I don't get a lot of advance notice, like I said, I don't know if it's going to be 3:05 or 3:10, but if I'm in between phone calls when our client interview technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. If I am on a call, they'll just call you on their own. They'll have your file, and they'll do a very good job of taking care of you. Now, just in case I am not on that call, well, I guess even if I am on that call, I do still want to set up a little bit of added security here for your protection, just a question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Richie's Handyman Services, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we're still going to ask you to give us the answer to the security question. And then, Mr. Vasquez, even more importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you they are with Google or tells you that they're with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to already know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and then they'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Now, your options for your security question are either the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I guess city I was born.
The city you're born in? And then what is the answer?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles? Okay. I have to type it in twice. All right. But you're all set and squared away there. I'm sending you also a calendar invite for the client interview. The calendar invite is really just more for your records. You do not need to respond to it. It's going out to your email address. And it is going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then it does have your name. It's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Like I said, you don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. Everything is all set and squared away on my end. Oh, I did want to also remind you, you're also going to receive an additional email. I'm going to make sure. You may get it twice. Our automated system has not sent it out yet, and it probably should have. It normally does send them out already. I'm just going to manually trigger one. You may get it twice then. It's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. I'm going to send it out to you now manually, so you may get a duplicate when our automated system sends one out to you. There's going to be a link on this email, and it's going to ask you to send us photos, pictures, anything you can send on that list. It doesn't have to be everything, but whatever you send helps us to kind of expedite the process of verifying your business. Any tools and equipment you've got, your work vehicle, any business card or anything like that. And again, there's a link on that email that you can access to easily send us those photos. Any questions you might have with that, our client interview technician can walk you through those things. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get this going for you, get a great looking website that showcases your work and update it as you do more jobs. We're looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business 1 month at a time. And to be honest with you, if it allows you to scale back or even stop paying for leads, especially with Angie's. I mean, I know it's only been about 3.5 years now that it's been kind of Angie's or Home Advisor powered by Angie. Before that, it was Home Advisor for about 9 years. And even before that, I remember when it was called Service Magic, which is the same company. They just changed the business name. They changed ownership. But I've talked to a lot of business owners over the years, and most of them say what you said, in fact. I mean, that Thumbtack works out better than Angie's. I think part of it is that Angie's will send your lead to like 5 or 6 of your competitors, whereas Thumbtack, it's maybe just 2 or 3. And I think the leads tend to be a little more pricey with Angie's. Oh, the other thing that people complain about with Angie's, you have to pay for the lead even when you don't talk to somebody. Of course, whether you get the job or not, you pay for the lead even with Thumbtack. But with Angie's, right, you have to pay for the lead even when you don't talk to somebody. You call them, they don't answer the phone, or they say, hey, I already scheduled. They hang up on you. They yell at you for calling them. You're still expected to pay for those leads. So if it helps you to scale back or even stop using at least Angie's, I'm going to be happy with that. And I think you will too. So we're looking forward to getting this going. Of course, earning your business 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you. I hope I am available in that 3 o'clock hour, even if it's just for a couple of minutes to speak with you again. But if not, you enjoy the day. You have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you too, Mr. Vasquez. I really appreciate you. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.